This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Anti-government protests in Hong Kong entered their ninth week with no end in sight. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Police fired tear gas inside a train station and in several other Hong Kong neighborhoods where protesters occupied roads in another weekend of anti-government demonstrations that are showing no sign of slowing. The movement's demands include the resignation of the Chinese territory's leader, Carrie Lam, democratic elections, and an investigation into police use of force against the protesters. The former British colony was returned to China in 1997 under the principle of one country, two systems, which promises the city certain democratic rights not afforded to people on the mainland. But in recent years, many have accused the Communist Party-ruled central government of steadily chipping away at their freedoms. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi, but he told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McAleenan said that 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention, and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. Television footage showed children weeping when they realized parents had been detained in those raids. The Saudi-led coalition launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. Aden residents, however, told the French news agency AFP there was an airstrike campaign against separatist camps in the city. This is VOA News. Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say that people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast occurred. Witnesses say the tanker had been involved in an accident. Muslim worshippers and Israeli police clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police on Sunday outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers were gathered for the Eid al-Adha holiday. Police fired sound grenades and there were scuffles in the packed compound outside the site, which is revered by Muslims and Jews and is one of the most sensitive sites in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Tensions have mounted at the Flashpoint complex as Eid al-Adha this year overlaps with the Jewish fast day of Tisha B'Av. Police initially barred the entry of non-Muslim visitors in an effort to avoid friction at the mosque before clashes erupted.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide leaves his victim feeling cheated and demanding answers. AP's Tim McGuire.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's death while in federal custody in New York stuns his accusers, but they vow to press on. Attorney Spencer Kuvin represents one of the women. He tells Sky News.
She was shocked, obviously, that something like this could occur under the Federal Bureau of Prisons watch.
Kuvin adding.
We find it very hard to believe that he would be allowed to commit suicide, especially when he was on suicide watch from just a few days ago.
Epstein was accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring for years and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled and is demanding an investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General's office. I'm Tim McGuire.
Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg attended Muslim services at a temporary mosque at a local hotel in Oslo Sunday, a day after gunmen opened fire on a mosque in the capital. That gunman, who was in his 20s, was subdued by a 75-year-old worshiper. Police say the shooting will be investigated as a possible hate crime. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry has protested Russian President Vladimir Putin's latest visit to Ukraine's Crimea region, calling it a gross violation of the country's sovereignty and territory integrity. Putin was shown on state television Saturday at a biker show in the Crimean city of Sevastopol that was organized by a motorcycle club known for its loyalty to the Kremlin. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits.